Chapter 25. The Students. They finished eating, and Mei Ling helped Jin collect the dishes. After their lunch, they once more took the grand tour since the place had changed so much. Their clothes had dried fast, and they were freshly warm from the fire. Warmed up, they went tromping through the house. The room they had been in was nearly finished. The other rooms of the house were uninsulated, and their floors were bare. The walls were up and the roof on, but it still needed a lot of work. He had the beginnings of a kitchen, but he cooked in his living room and used the fireplace there. The rest of the house had the second floor blocked out, but it wasn't entirely installed yet. It was an odd house, very unlike the normal manors and walled-in courtyards. The most interesting room in the house was the one closest to the river, as part of the river was inside the house. It wasn't frozen over, for the walls of this room were heavily insulated, and it was very cold, but it wasn't as damp as they'd expected. "This is mostly for the summer," Jin said, "but it's for easy access to the river. Keeps things cool in the summer, like milk and, if you need it, cheese. Just put it in a container and drop it into the water, and it's easy to wash the dishes." He smiled, obviously proud of the room, before pointing to the water. "We've already got an assistant. It's been hanging around for the last week." And sure enough, a carp had risen to the top of the water, eager to get some of the leftovers from their soup bowls. It was a rather drab thing with brown scales and short whiskers. Jin rinsed the bowls out, and the fish eagerly ate what came off of them.
"Aren't you concerned with it flooding, Jin?"
Yunjin asked, studying the banks of the river.
"A little," Jin admitted, "but it would need to rise quite high. See this grate?"
At their nods, he continued. "It's a pipe, and it goes under the house to the other river. If this rises so much it starts to spill over, it will take the water here back outside. Unless it's completely catastrophic, everything should be fine." They nodded.
"I can't wait to see it when it's finished. If you need some extra hands, call upon us. We need everything ready for our princess here,"
Gojen said, grinning at Mei Ling. Jin nodded.
"I'll hold you to that," he replied with a joking smirk.
"Speaking of extra hands, though, I'll need some help. Like how to build proper storage for medicinal herbs and the tools."
"Are you planning on making medicine, Jin?"
Mei Ling asked.
"He had been attentive when I spoke on it in the past."
"I have an interest, but it's mostly for you." Her heart started pumping faster at the statement. "You said you liked studying medicine. There's going to be a bit of a library here, too, once I can afford the scrolls and books."
"Yunjin, Gojen, out!"
Mei Ling ordered, cutting Jin off. The boys took one look at her face and wisely fled. Jin looked a bit confused. Mei Ling grabbed his shirt and pulled him down onto one of the barrels in the room. There was no way that she could have budged him if he hadn't allowed it, but he obliged her. Her kiss wasn't gentle. It was full of passion and fervor. She pushed, and Jin backed up until he hit the wall and then slid down, pulling her into his lap. His hands reached up to her sides, and she held onto his neck with both arms, one hand pressing into the back of his head so that he couldn't escape, though she doubted he wanted to. When they finally separated, flushed and panting, Mei Ling whispered to him,
"If you spoil me this much, I might become a useless woman."
Jin laughed at his words thrown back at him, though he appeared a little dazed. Mei Ling decided that the look was very cute on him. Mei Ling hummed in contentment, laying in front of the fire. She would have drifted off to sleep long ago if the boys hadn't started getting rowdy again. Her bath had been pleasant, relaxing, and just the thing she needed. Jin had a building outside that had a large tub over what looked like the beginnings of a forge. With each pump of the bellows, the temperature increased, heating the water far swifter than she was used to. He had added dried herbs to it, leading to a fantastic-smelling, luxurious soak. If Yunjin and Gojen hadn't been here, she could have maybe asked Jin to join her, even without them being married yet. But they were here, so after she finished, the three of them had crammed into the tub. It had been decadently spacious for her, but not so much for three nearly grown men. This, of course, led to them starting to shove one another, which escalated into splashing. And now they were running and jumping into the stream, into the ice-cold water, then running back into the tub while shouting and whooping. She had gotten an eyeful of all three of them when she'd opened the door to check what the hell they were doing before wisely deciding to retreat.
There were some battles she knew better than to fight. She loved them all, she really did, but heavens, those boys were morons sometimes. Still, Jin had good tea, the cushions were comfortable, and she had a medical scroll. It was one she had already read before, but it never hurt to refresh one's knowledge. She was in the middle of reading the section on poultices when the door opened, coming along with a scent of the moon with a medicinal undercurrent. She flinched and looked up. The rooster, Bidi, had opened the door and entered. He then closed the door with a flap of his wings. He turned to her, bowing in greeting, and Mei Ling inclined her head. The rooster was satisfied and clucked. He turned his head and picked slightly at his vest, cooing something. Out from under his garment, a little head peeked, blinking worriedly at her. Slowly, nervously, a small rat clambered off the rooster's back. The smell of medicine and the smell of the moon separated. The little rat bowed to her. Mei Ling once more inclined her head, a little nonplussed.
Are there more spirit beasts on Jin's farm than actual animals? She wondered.
The little creature got itself a tiny bowl, evidently its bowl, and served itself a small portion of the leftover rice. Hesitant, the little one approached her, sniffing at her. It squeaked.
Medicine,
it almost sounded like to her ears.
Healer friend.
Yes, I make medicine, she confirmed to the rat,
and it brightened, somehow.
Helped Brother Chunki,
she once more heard. The rat bowed low, kowtowing before her.
Great master, teach Rizu.
Mei Ling had no idea how to respond to that. You know, sitting naked in a tub with two other dudes isn't something I'd ever done before. My memories of the before told me that this should have been mortifying, but I crushed that feeling down. I had seen them naked before when we'd bathed in the river. Honestly, it was kind of nice chilling, literally, with the boys. I'd done a couple of polar dips before. They were bracing, but it wasn't too bad. And being able to get into what was essentially a hot tub right after with a bottle of rice wine, well, that just made it fun. Especially when it wasn't your rice wine. Yun Zhen had brought some nice stuff. We sat around for a while, just soaking. Yun Zhen had one of my bathing cloths over his eyes, his head leaned back, while Go Zhen appeared deep in thought. It was one of those nice silences, the ones where you just enjoy the other person's company. Yun Zhen held out his hand blindly, and I passed him back the bottle. He nodded and took a swig while his brother started to frown. Go Zhen seemed to decide something and composed himself.
Brother, Jin, I was wondering, this spring,
he sighed and composed himself.
I was wondering if you needed some help on a more permanent basis.
I blinked, surprised at the offer, and scratched my head. What about Hong Yao Wu? Can they spare you? Go Zhen nodded.
If you don't need the help, that's fine. You haven't needed help so far, but you're going to be married, and if you're planning on expanding...
I considered his words. I probably would need help. I was strong and I had a lot of stamina, but I couldn't be everywhere, and the harvest had shown me that even a little bit of help made things a lot easier. But I also had my animals, and they were willing to assist me. Did I need a permanent farmhand? I'll need to draw up a list of what I'm planning to do next year. I can't promise permanent employment right now, but there are definitely some things I'll need help with, and I'll have to work out what's proper compensation. Go Zhen nodded at my words.
I wasn't expecting an answer today anyway.
A thought struck me. Actually, I have a better idea. I'll teach you how I do things here, and then you can teach the rest of Hong Yao Wu. It would certainly be easier than me teaching everybody everything. Go Zhen's eyes widened.
You would share that knowledge, Jin?
Of course. I'm going to have family and friends in Hong Yao Wu, after all. The brothers smiled at me.
Well then, I hope I am a worthy student for your teachings, Go Zhen said.
We stayed in a little longer before we decided we'd had enough. The tub was emptied, and we dried off. We walked into the house and happened upon a strange scene. Mei Mei was reading a medical scroll to Rizzo, pointing to each character and carefully enunciating each word. The little rat was sitting on her shoulder, nodding along and squeaking occasionally. With Mei Mei's soft smile and patient voice, she looked almost like a mother teaching her child. She eventually noticed us staring at her.
What? She asked us. She's a better student than my little brother.